Hello, this is David G, and welcome to day 11. We've been cruising around here at pretty low altitudes, and it's time to even take our meditation to a higher level. Hopefully many of you have been meditating with us at least for 10 minutes every single day, connecting into that stillness and silence that rests within. Congratulations, rock on, keep it going. Today we'll have a session on the practical application of meditation in your life. We've gone a full 10 days, we've explored mantras and mindfulness. We've explored the Panchamahabhutas, space, air, fire, water, earth, also known as Akasha, Vayu, Tejas or Agni, Jala, and Prithvi. And in this 5-session arc, we're going to talk about practical application, how to get your meditation on. And so, welcome everyone. I've explored many, many different types of meditation, from Buddhist meditation to biofeedback to drishti meditation to other forms of mantra meditation to sound waves to meditating with music in the background to walking meditations, dancing meditations. And so there's so many ways that we can connect to that stillness and silence. But the school that I was most recently schooled in for the past 10 years is a mantra-based technique. And that technique says, comfort is queen. Being comfortable is the most important thing that you can do in setting up your meditation. Why? If you're comfortable, you'll probably come back. If you're not comfortable, ultimately, you'll drift away. Let's make it comfortable. So what does that mean? That means sit any way you feel is comfortable. So if you like to sit on the floor, I don't recommend straight sitting on the floor. It's always good to have your tush, your gluteus maximus, your buttocks elevated just a little bit. If you're sitting on the floor, a little bit higher than your knees. So if there's a cushion or a pillow or a tuffet, that will allow you to do that. And so that's the most important aspect. Let's get comfortable. How should you hold your hands? There's some people who believe that hand mudras, creating like those little circles with your thumb and your middle finger or your pointer. There are hundreds, thousands of mudras, feet or hand positions that connect us energetically, that allow us to have some groundedness. One thing that I like to do is I start my meditation typically with my hands facing palm down on my knees. And I like to meditate sitting on a big fat Zafu pillow with Peaches the Buddha Princess right next to me. And she curls up and meditates. I sit cross-legged on that Zafu pillow with my tush on the pillow and my feet on the floor. And that elevates me up just enough so that my legs don't fall asleep. So you want to have your legs, if you're sitting with your legs crossed, you want to have them as comfortable as you can so that after like 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, your legs don't fall asleep. Comfort, comfort, comfort. Keep moving towards the comfort. As comfortable as possible. What I like to do is I put my hands facing downward on my knees. And that creates like a groundedness for the first few minutes of the meditation. Interestingly enough, I notice that and I don't remember when it happens. But typically at about halfway through the meditation, my palms turn up. So what does that mean? Palms down, palms up. Palms down is grounded, more stable, more centered. So if you're having a particularly Vata deranged day, it's probably a good idea to start with your palms down. And palms up is in receiving mode. That allows you to receive all the energy of the cosmos, of the universe. We suggest closing our eyes. Why? Because it eliminates the shade, shadow, movement, light, color, anything that you would see in front of you that might distract you. We don't put earplugs in. Why? Because when we're meditating and we are using a mantra or using some other object of our attention, that should be enough to drift our attention away. And if sounds come in, hey, guess what? Nobody here lives in a soundproof booth or a recording studio. And so we live on the planet Earth, where dogs bark and planes fly overhead and stomachs gurgle and doorbells ring and car alarms go off and all sorts of stuff happens. Rather than fight it, accept it. Surrender to it. And when you notice you're listening to something and you've started to think about that something, just effortlessly drift back to the mantra or the object of your attention, which in some cases could be the breath. It's important that we be as unfettered as possible when we meditate. Meditation isn't the thing to do right after you've ingested some recreational substance or had alcohol or even ingested a very, very intense conversation. You don't want to have an intense moment and then say, "You're a jerk. I'm going to go and meditate." We want to proactively bring that meditation into us and awaken the stillness and de-stress ourselves so that as we encounter expectations unmet or disappointments or surprises or uncertainties throughout the course of our day, that we can embrace them with grace and ease. There are no other real major rules or guidelines that I would recommend. Be comfortable, sit comfortably, take a few deep breaths. If at any time during the meditation you feel a little nervous or anxious, or you feel you're falling or some type of uncertainty, ever so gently take a long, slow, deep breath in, and that will help to ground you. And if that doesn't do it, then open your eyes and scan from side to side as you breathe deeply into your awareness, and you'll notice that you do settle down. And don't come back into your eyes closed mode till you truly are feeling comfortable again. Never force it. Never push. If suddenly you experience physical pain, then stop, get up, massage whatever that area is that's in physical pain, or put some cushions behind you or under your legs, and you'll feel great. You'll go back to the meditation and continue to meditate for as many minutes as are left. So hopefully this will help you. And if you have questions, send them to me at info@davidg.com. It's a real honor to spend every day with you, and it's very, very special to me, and I feel very, very deeply connected to all of you. And as long as we all meditate, as long as we connect to stillness and silence every day, we will continue to be the collective, the sweet collective. I'd like to give a shout out to my dear teacher and Sufi master, Dr. David Simon, who I just send my deepest love and appreciation to right now. And so if you have some extra metta inside of you today, you could flow some of that love to Dr. David Simon. Let's get comfortable and let's get ready to meditate. So find a comfortable space, sit down. And once you are in a comfortable place, let's close our eyes. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. Effortlessly let that go. Let's do that one more time. And gently release. And today, let's use the mantra Om Ritam Namah. We've explored Ritam, rhythm. Om Ritam Namah essentially means my life and my choices are in rhythm with the universe. It's a sweet and supportive mantra. Om Ritam Namah. Om Ritam Namah. Now begin repeating it silently to yourself. I'll watch the time. I'll ring the chime at the 5, 10, and 15 minute mark. So let's begin. Ritam Namah. Just sit gently with your eyes closed. Let the stillness and silence settle in. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And let it go. And now let's seal this meditation by chanting Om together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly look around. Notice that you are in rhythm with your seat, with your room, with your space, with the universe. Our metta moment today is to email the link to someone you know who could use a little meditation in their life. And here's a great opportunity for us to really, really connect on our own in the collective. Something really special about being personal and universal simultaneously. And so our act of loving kindness is to turn someone on. And if every single person listening to this just emails the link, that's what we'll do. Let's share this love. That's our metta moment. Let's share this loving kindness out into the world. Enjoy meditation. And from the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. wishing you peace, namaste, and I'll see you in the gap.